Dear colleagues, my presentation accentuates the problem of style as one of the universal notions in the study of classical music genres, giving an insight into different aspects of musical creations. Attention is primarily focused on those essential changes in the perception of the notion of style, which were triggered by the musical creations within the periods of modernism and postmodernism of the 20th century. Modernism and postmodernism are notions who objectively fix trends of music history in the 20th century or just a purely theoretical abstraction. How it could be applied to the Latvian history of music? These questions will focus in my report. At the beginning, about the notion of style. In the interpretation of the categories of the style from which emerges the proposed stylistic analysis method of the music, I have critically evaluated those conclusions which have been until now reflected in two methods of research in musicology. In the first case, there are approaches that are reflected in theoretical works developed in the second half of the 20th century by musicologists from different countries were taken into consideration, which directly or indirectly are dedicated to the varied problems of style and its specific manifestations in music. In the second case, there are research papers of various nations, some more familiar, dedicated to various European New Era periods of music history, including also specific expressions of style. In the listed theoretical literature, the concept of style as a defined, historically objective and at the same time as an individually subjective established characteristic method of artistic expression on the analytical basis is usually evaluated from two points of view. First, as a purely musical phenomenon, which manifests itself in some collection of compositions and is concretized based on definite specific methods of music expression, harmony, texture, principles of composition, dramaturgy, genre structures, etc. Second, as a phenomenon which, with very changing relationships with other processes, allow one to make judgments about the basic leading aesthetic points of view of a particular period in a historical space in various spheres of a person's life, not just in their artistic work. Thus, considering the historical development of professional creation in Europe since Renaissance till the beginning of the 20th century, within the context of style perception, it is possible to evaluate the most diverse aspects of music in the realm of culture structured by society. At the same time, viewing the process of music history through the prism of the category of style reflects also certain problems which are getting particularly tense, focusing on the musical heritage of the 20th century. It is common knowledge that the process of musical creation up to the end of the 19th century can be divided to the relatively into several major periods, such as Baroque, Classicism, and Romanticism. Music and other kinds of art of the above periods, the chronology in every single European country being different, are dominated by one relevant tendency of style, allowing for analytical summarizing and generalizing of the heritage of artistic creations. However, starting with the end of the 19th century and proceeding through the whole of the 20th century, it is difficult to find at least one relevant tendency of style, the perception and analysis of which, similar to the preceding periods, could be enable the generalization of the musical heritage of the period in question. The presence of such a plentiful and externally so often essentially different aggregate of stylistic trends in the musical creations of classically tended composers of the 20th and 21st centuries results in certain problems concerning the use of the category of style, music analysis and its aesthetic generalization. Does it deny the use of such a notion as the category of style in the study of music creation, creations with relevance to the 20th century? I think that the category of style is nonetheless applicable, analyzing the diverse processes of musical creation development, basing his approach on the following. Analyzing concepts not only in the field of musicology, but also other kinds of art, modernism in music proves to be a particular period of the creation of various European composers, predominantly in the late 19th century and in the first third of the 20th century, but several aspects also in the middle of the 20th century. The period of modernism primarily emerged as a natural response to the outset of the technological progress, democratization of society and social as well as political controversy linked with the above processes. Modernism greatly perfected the ideas of technological progress. Besides, this process took place alongside with a rapid change in the social and political formation of society. These processes didn't resolve the conflicts in society. Quite the opposite, the very sharpening of conflicts led to two world wars with tragic results. Though in the artistic creative sphere, modernism, with its attempts to reach some cardinally new, previously not existing forms of expressions, is an answer to the spirit of the era. In great lines that were expressed in the greater differentiation between popular and elitist art, a consequent tightening of the link with the definable processes and images of a person's everyday life could be observed with intonations that could be heard in society. The period of modernism and its aesthetic guidelines in music and other arts, the same as in social political movements and philosophical schools, is characterized by the simultaneous emergence and development of several and often rather diversified stylistic trends. So, for instance, the most vivid means of highlighting the artistic aspects of the aesthetics of modernism proved to be the trends of expressionism, neo-folklorism, vanguard, and, in my opinion, partly neoclassicism. Every single of the above trends alone and all of them together point to the most essential features of modernism aesthetics. But the generalization of these futures finally make it possible to perceive modernism as a major notion to characterize the style of music in the first third of the 20th century. Likewise, the period of the last third of the 20th century may be treated as the period of postmodernism in all fields of art. Postmodernism in varied forms of art in the last third of the 20th century can be considered a period of the exhausting of the possibilities of the clearly defined radical resolutions of modernism. These resolutions had quickly lost their principal novelty. Additionally, after the decline of aesthetics of modernism, no new vital artistic paradigm was born. That is why postmodernism is a concept which displays expressed deep reflections as well as the actualization of the aspect of artistic retrospection in diverse form of art. On principle, the non-being in the artistic language is clearly seen as stimulating artists to turn to the search for the synthesis of many different stylistic elements and, in this very direction, seeing the possibility to develop their own original handwriting, which very discreetly reflects the characteristic stylistic retrospectivity and intertextuality. The term intertextuality is principally used with the meaning that was entered into circulation since the 1960s, thanks to the regular publications by French linguist and philosopher Julia Kristeva on postmodern culture, art, and aesthetic questions. Altogether, in the analysis of the intertextual aesthetic and artistic processes, it is regularly used as a defined synonym of such designations as context, tradition, and allusion. At the same time, intertextuality is considered also as the expansion of an already familiar idea, and at the foundation of intertextuality is the idea that one text can be explained by another text, expressed with yet another text, and endlessly continuing on in that way. In the circulation of codes, any text can be potentially remade into other intertextual qualities. Still, while not radicalizing the meaning and significance of the concept of intertextuality, it can be concluded that in the works of art of the postmodernism of culture, a notably acuteness has developed in the expression of the meanings of textual relations, which additionally often is directed towards the creation of poetic and stylistic allusions with characteristics of the styles of previous eras. The most vivid trends of the period of postmodernism, its stylistic conservative expressions in the music of classical genres is neoromanticism, minimalism, new inwardness or new spirituality, new wave of folklore, etc. At the same time has continued the development ideas of avant-garde music, for example, tendency of new complexity. The special form of postmodern aesthetics represents music which is based on the principles of polystylistics or polystylism, large citations, etc. Each of the above trends suggests a different way of affecting retrospectivity inherent to the art of postmodernism, a different and a more profound reflection on the music styles of various preceding periods and their inherent futures and aesthetical values. The standpoint suggested in the present paper concerning the use of the notion of style in the analysis of the 20th century musical heritage may be rather controversial. It is only one of the ways how to perceive and interpret a particular musical heritage. However, I have convinced that it is the concrete musical material to be analyzed that makes the listener to perceive it differently, focusing on the notion of its style, thus finally refining both our ideas of particular musical values and the theoretical grounds while acquiring the above values. And the above context I want to point out some peculiarities of Latvian 20th century music history. The specific experience of Latvian music history in 20th century or music history in Latvia in 20th century is such that during the collection of objective and subjective factors, there has not been a period. There was a sufficiently convincing and artistically vivid approach dominated by the principal points of view of the modernism aesthetics, particularly its radical forms of expression, avant-garde music. In Latvia, for various historical reasons, adaptation to the aesthetic ideas and stylistic resolutions of modernism in the classical music genre was fragmentary, without a long-lasting effect on the experience of composers, musicians, the public and critical reviewers, both in the first third of the 20th century and in the 1950s and 60s. In the first period of Latvian independence, the aesthetics and stylistics of Romanticism inherited from the 19th century continued to dominate the music written by Latvian composers, while in other forms of classical art one could see a larger variety of aesthetic ideas and stylistic resolutions. In this period is mostly involved personalities, to a great extent one specific personality who directed the tone in the field of musical between the two world wars in the 20th century in Latvia. An important and, in certain aspects, conclusive rule in the romantic aesthetics and the beginning development in the stylistics in the field of music creation was also the close involvement of the Latvian composer Jāzeps Vītols with the defined and considering the background of their era, the overall conservative romantic traditions of the second half of the 19th century, which were broadly spread throughout many nations in Europe. It was for a long time dominated also by, for example, the St. Petersburg Conservatory, founded and for many years directed by Russian composer Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, in whose atmosphere Vītols gradually became noteworthy composer and music teacher. Upon Vītols' return to the land of his birth, founding and for many years directing the Latvian Conservatory, nowadays Latvian Academy of Music, as well as its composition class, it was only natural to realize those concepts which, until that point, had been assuredly tested in theory as well as in practice. Of course, separate echoes of the aesthetics of modernism and its various stylistic characteristics fragmentarily expressed themselves in separate works of diverse genres of Latvian composers of this period. For example, the choir music of Jānis Zālītis, the piano music of Lūcija Garūta and Wolfgangs Dārziņš, the symphonic music of Jānis Ivanovs, and the two operas of Jānis Kalniņš. Still, these echoes contain only separate methods of musical expression, for example, harmonies, textures, form creation, as opposed to the confirmation of a conceptual turn towards those tendencies of modernism, which in the period up until even World War II quickly developed in the nations of Europe with an ancient cultural and professional art tradition, such as France, Italy, Russia, and Germany. It is interesting that in terms of stylistic development, the situation in Latvian literature, poetry, and forms of visual art since the end of the 19th century until World War II was different. It was focused more on the study and creative transformation of various current new tendencies in that period, including modernism. A new period in the development of professional music culture in Latvia started in 1940 and lasted till the end of the 1980s. In this period, Latvia was occupied twice by Soviet Union and during World War II by Germany. The Soviet occupation force that ruled Latvia during this period to a great extent implemented a practice in the existence and work of the most significant institutions of culture that dramatically differed from the experience gained in the first period of Latvian independence. In this environment of Soviet system, free thinking and diversity that had developed freely was no longer possible. With the aggressive actions by the Soviet totalitarian power resulted in the situation that in the 1940s and 50s, almost all composers living in Latvia had to engage in self-censorship of aesthetics and stylistics, artificially limiting their creative attempts so as not to receive new punishment or other sanctions. That was also the main reason why so many artistically colorless works were produced. In the 1940s and 50s, in terms of stylistic tendencies, the creative work of Latvian composers is in fact difficult to generalize. The main orientation proved to be the classical romantic music language, which in terms of expression is very distant from the emotionally elevated and sharpened expression characteristic of the romanticism style of the 19th century. The situation endured in the musical creative process till the end of the 1950s, when the social-political background in the Soviet Union changed slightly. In this period, 1960s, the Soviet authorities allowed artists to become familiar with the experience of modernism, which had already spread all over Europe. However, this small aesthetic and stylistic pluralism in the Soviet Union was only officially allowed in the two cultural centers of the superpower, Moscow and St. Petersburg, Leningrad at the time. Attempts to let the ideas of modernism into other nations of the Soviet Union, including Latvia, were strictly controlled. However, much depended also on the composers, musicians, and the subjective opinions of the local authorities. In Latvia, only a few composers were successful. Among these composers is Jānis Ivanovs, a musician who in the field of symphonic music has represented a synthesis of classical traditions and modernism, and whose own artistic brightness is comparable to the music of such composers as Shostakovich and Honegger. It is interesting to note that in the last 20 years of the existence of the Soviet Union, artists belonging to various fields, Latvian composers included, actually began to embrace changes in the aesthetic and stylistic orientation in the world. This process confirmed that even without any previous experience of study of modernism, the composers of Latvia consciously and unconsciously understood the trends towards the characteristic retrospectivity and style synthesis of the postmodernistic culture and art, which was partly accepted by the Soviet regime. In this aspect, for example, in Latvia, one can perceive the somewhat neutral interaction of two confronting interests. The Soviet authorities considered the tendencies of stylistic retrospective in music acceptable, as it represented to a certain degree the renewal of well-known classical traditions. This approach represents, for example, the tendency of neo-romanticism. This is dominating tendency in Latvian history of music in the last third of the 20th century, particularly in those cases when works of art expressed forms based on stylistic retrospectivity and relatively easier to recognize traditional messages, which also had notable elements of the language of modernism. For example, while in the 1970s, 80s, and after a new independence 90s, taking over the forms of expression characteristic of the music of 20th century Romanticism, certain Latin composers masterfully supplemented their works with earlier or later varied other stylistic layers of the 20th century Romanticism, as well as their syntheses in individual models. Thus, composers were able to create a concept of encoded poetic invitations to preserve the singularity and uniqueness of the national culture in their works within the framework of the world in the last third of the 20th century with the reality, which is distant from the characteristic romantic ideals of 19th century art. Some of those Latvian composers who began their creative work in the 1970s, as Pēteris Vasks, also Pauls Dambis, Romualds Karlsons, Pēteris Plakidis, Juris Karlsons, Artūrs Maskats, etc., were able to create a unique illusion in the stylistics and expression of the works composed in this period that the trend towards postmodernism actually did occur, based upon the gained experience of the modernism period of the previous generation of composers, even though that did not actually happen. So, postmodernism without modernism, modernism as period. Possible is it is the largest paradox of Latvian history of music in 20th century. And today, a great number of lesser known internationally mid and later generation composers currently living in Latvia, aged 14 and older, how in their classical genre music are at their foundation a basis of classical music language expression, organically synthesizing this notably radically with modernistic experience. Neo-romanticism, new spirituality and others is the most broadly represented style tendencies in the music of the mentioned Latvian composers in varied classical genres. Due to this fact, the music of these composers is substantially different than the music of the composers of the youngest generation in Latvia, 40 and younger. The creative searches of these composers are notable for their more radical approaches to the adaptation and creation of concepts of new music languages and expressions. Gradually, the composers of the younger generation in Latvia have, in their own way, taken over the music culture process of the classical genre. However, in the sense of aesthetic and stylistic positions, the more traditionally oriented older generation of composers in Latvia still hold a notable balance in the field of creative work in music. This fact indicates that the question of style, as well as modernism and postmodernism in culture, must be respected local traditions and specific experience. And the latest period of Latvian history of music is still being written. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I would love the discussion is open. Yeah,
in the beginning of the job, you
have to have a part of the
style,
that's probably
written in Russian. Yes, and mosaic skills. Are we going to Leonard Mayer's ideas about style? I think particularly his book Music, the Arts and Ideas, and later book Style in Music, because I think that for the English-speaking world, thinking about style in music history is much influenced or generalized in those books, and that creates some, maybe we'll create a link of the Russian discussions on style that are quite specific and different to the American or English-speaking world.
Yes, it's very interesting, but I think that in general, standpoints of Leonard Mayer and Nazaikinsky or other Russian musicologist Vyacheslav Medushevsky is very native.
Well,
yes.
They speak about music.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you. Yeah?
I was just curious, speaking about this dividing of modernism and postmodernism, which is, as I understand, you use this notion of intertextuality to formulate the postmodernism, yes? But I was just curious if you have thought about this notion of sublime in Jean-Paul Sartre. Because he finds a very interesting point to divide modernism and postmodernism by this sublime.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting for me.
Okay.
It's not like that.
Yeah.
I think you had a very interesting paper. I think it pretty well illustrates how. Well, the idea of evolutionism, that all nations should go through a distinct staircase of musical stages, it doesn't have to be the obvious starting point. Of course, there can be Latvian postmodernism without really having any modernism within Latvia. Because modernism has been at least an all-time European thing. And I think also it's a question of, just as you mentioned, that style doesn't have to be purely in musical terms. A thing like modernism is also bound to specific historical, social, technical context, and you can't move this style too far within history.
Mm.
Yeah.
This is a very long question. Yes, about idea of evolutionism, yes, and style category.
Yeah, it was more than a comment, you don't have
to. No, yes, I think that practice of creative process in art is to opposite to the theory of evolution. Modernism and postmodernism demonstrate new forms of simplicity, but not new forms of complexity.
Yes, Helena.
Thank you. Like
Urde
and Eva, I too should like to tell about some interesting reading that I did. It's an article in a collection published in Serbia called Rethinking Musical Modernism. And there's a very interesting article called Either Or by a certain British scholar who happens to be present. I mean, it's by Jim Sampson. It also has to do with ideas that I've just introduced.
I will leave it actually. No, I mean, I just think it could be such a big discussion this that maybe it's better to have a little coffee.
Thank you.
Thank you.